What's good? What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for stopping into another episode of Simple Talk with your host, Mr. Anubis and Stargazer. Welcome back. Welcome back, bro.
I am back. And hope everyone's having a nice weekend. You know, nice and cozy. If you're not cozy, get cozy.
It's going to be a hot weekend.
Yeah, it is. So
stay cool. Stay dry. Today, we're going to talk about a little thing that I was showing my man just now. And I don't want to do comparisons, but it's the only way to do it, you know? And it's really fucked up. And if you guys don't believe me, you can actually Google it yourself and see for yourself firsthand. Like, it's what we're going to say is not bullshit. But it was like a comparison, you know, and this is not in comparison on people dying. This is not what we're discussing at all. This has nothing to do with the death count or nothing that has to do with people. Okay? We're talking about how things look. All right? That's what we're doing. So, I was telling him that I look at pictures of Ukraine today. What Ukraine looks like today. And it reminds me of what the South Bronx used to look like in 1970s. And I had to show him the pictures.
They were crazy.
And it's bro. It's a wow.
Wow statement.
It's like,
the comparison between those two are too similar. Besides, you know,
how they got that way. Yeah. That's what we're saying. We're not saying, you know, that, you know, war and non-war. We're just saying the destruction factor. What it actually looks like to look at two pictures side by side and wonder if the one from the South Bronx was actually taken in you fucking Ukraine.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so crazy. Like, there's blocks and blocks of just leveled buildings.
Yeah.
And it's the Bronx.
It's the Bronx.
It looks, some of those buildings looks like they were hit with by bombs. And this is the South Bronx in 1970. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what happened?
Damn, was New York so messed up back in the 70s? Wow.
I think it was during the industrial age, too.
I lived in New York, and I used to walk those blocks. And that's what I said when I looked at the pictures of Ukraine. The first thing I thought of was like, holy shit, the destruction levels fucking like New York looked like back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Holy shit, to just be able to walk through the Bronx for blocks and just see empty lots.
Empty lots.
Empty lots.
Busted pipes.
Like empty, yo, abandoned cars stripped so bad that it looked like they was in a fire. Like, these things were stripped and it was nothing left but the frame of cars.
Yep.
In the Bronx, just scattered in the open. On the streets, where buildings sat, mm-hmm. or on top of the rubble of buildings. Like, it's, whoa, like this, you look at these pictures and it's like, damn, this is the South Bronx? Are you shitting me?
You would honestly think that the Incredible Hulk came out of nowhere and just destroyed everything.
Like, it's, wow. You guys can look it up. All you gotta do is type in South Bronx, 1970s, and just go to the images. You don't got to read the history. Like, we're not talking about the history. We're just talking about what the pictures look like.
Exactly.
That's it. Nothing more. Don't read more into it. We're not talking about the death count. Like I said earlier, we're talking about what the similarity of these pictures look like. The destruction. It's uncanny.
Yeah. Honestly, Like, and then again, it just may remind you too. It's just like, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that resembles back straight from the 70s and back. And it's just
a big circle.
Yeah, it is a big circle. We talked about that last podcast. Yeah.
It's a big circle, bro. Life keeps repeating itself
over and over and over again. Even though it's different events, you
different
know.
Different ways that the events turned out. Because I really have no idea how the Bronx turned out to be looking like.
Yeah.
It got hit by bombs. Like holy shit. Like,
what happened? Like, cop cars.
No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to go deep into the history to find out either. I don't care to find out why the Bronx turned out looking like it got hit by a freaking baseball bat from a giant that was fucking on Mars or some shit. But it's like wow,
just, you know.
And then you look at the Bronx today, though. The Bronx is like, wow, you know, it's a whole different type of wow.
Whole different type of wow.
And I was like, damn. When you look at where it was and where it is today, it's a wow in itself. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the pictures of back in the 70s, it's like, wow. You're like, it's like a whole different type of wow. Wow. You know? And I grew up in that era and didn't realize that it was just so bad. Mm. Like, you grow up in that seems normal.
Wow.
It seemed normal. Bro, I used to walk through all that to go to work.
Mm. Well, yeah. You adapt to what you already, environment that you're in.
The Bronx didn't start changing till mid-80s. The real transformation of the Bronx didn't really hit fully till 2000s.
Was it that that Yankee Stadium that really took the impact on Bronx? Like, really, where it really got famous because of the baseball players?
No. It's just like any other area.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you further up in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium doesn't affect you.
Right.
Yankee Stadium only affects that section of the Bronx.
Right.
You know, and only within a certain amount of blocks. Because after a certain amount of blocks, the Bronx goes right back to being what it is. You understand?
Yeah.
It's just that section of Yankee Stadium, they got it looking like just thing, but...
Yeah.
The rest of the Bronx, like I said, over the years, did not look like it looks today. The buildings, a lot of the buildings are still there, and they just renovated the shit out of them.
Yeah.
But a lot of those buildings in the Bronx are really relatively still new.
Right.
So, you know, not many of the buildings in the Bronx are hitting. Let me see. No, they ain't hitting 90 years.
Wow. So at the same time, that goes so for...
Let's say 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. 2010, we're 2020, so... Most of those buildings in the Bronx are only hitting 70 years old.
Right.
At most.
But it's not even hitting 100 years. Mm-hmm. Not even. So they're still new.
Yeah, they're relatively still new.
Might be a little bit moldy.
Yeah. Worn and torn over the course of the years, but they haven't hit 100 years. They've hit the 50-year mark, though, you know what I'm saying? Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are way older than 100 years.
Mm.
That's a small count. Like, there's a church that I showed you the picture to the church. When you see it in the background, that shit is just bare ass skeleton.
Mm.
Like, there's just there's just four walls and a skeleton structure of the church. The church is still there today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is it still like a skeleton or?
No. They renovated the hell out of that church. Right?
Mm. Wow.
That is a long time. That church probably got set on fire like 3 or 4 times over the course of many years before it looked like that. Believe that.
Wow.
Before it looked like that skeleton that was just wood, just a wood frame, and then the bottom was cement. Before it looked like skinny pieces of wood, that was set on fire many times.
Wow.
Most of those buildings in the Bronx were set on fires over and over and over again. Like, there was so many empty lots, you would not be surprised to run into a dead body.
Mm, wow.
Like, it was just like that, bro. Back in them days, like.
Probably, like, the gas and stuff probably exploded.
No, like, it was nothing like that. There was nothing like that that made the Bronx look like that. Mm. There was no explosion. I think it was just one of those where the state of New York just gave up.
Right.
And just said, fuck y'all. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just treated everybody in that section like just straight up animals.
Wow.
Because you look at those pictures, like, you would never think that would ever be New York.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You could never see. You were like, yeah, I saw poverty. They always show you the pictures of lower Manhattan and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, the lower areas of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But they never, ever, ever show you those pictures.
Yeah. Never.
You will never see those pictures as the front line of how New York really was.
Honestly, it looks like it came straight out of a video game. Like those video games that you play.
Mm-hmm.
Take the storyline, you know, person grew up in this type of place and it's all broken down, all exploded.
Like, this is ridiculous. And just to show you those pictures, it's like, damn.
I mean, don't get it wrong, because like that could still happen again.
Honestly. I'm not saying it can't, but I don't think that the Bronx will ever let itself get to that. And I can be honest with you, there's a lot of people that have no idea the Bronx ever looked like that in the first place.
Right. That's true. That's very true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I can guarantee that there's a lot of people in the Bronx that do not know the actual history of how bad the Bronx really was.
Mm. So the Bronx is pretty much at its worst at that time.
In the 60s and 70s, I think that was like, for them, I mean, bro, I just still can't understand how these buildings just, I think they just fell over the years of fires. You get what I'm saying? Like, right. So many fires caused the building to just fall. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't the city going through the demolishing buildings, believe that.
Right.
It was not that in the 70s, bro. Hell no. Mm. Cops didn't even want to drive through the neighborhoods. You think construction workers was going to stick around?
Wow. That's just ridiculous right there.
Like, I can guarantee you, those cops in those cars that you saw every probably few days would drive through the neighborhood, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It was not like they were patrolling every fucking day.
Wow.
There was nothing to patrol. What are you patrolling? Blocks of empty nothing?
Yeah. Just going through like a dead zone.
Like, there was nothing there, bro. Like, four square blocks of just buildings just leveled.
Straight from ashes.
And then you go to the next four square blocks, there's about three of the blocks level to the floor, the other, you know, well, two blocks level to the floor, one block semi-level to the floor, the other ones all empty buildings, but one building has tenants.
Wow.
Like, that's like, wow.
Honestly, huh? Discord.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is your laptop ringing, bro? What the fuck?
That's our phone from laptop. That's one thing I hate about Discord. When you keep everything, you got it on your phone, got it on, shit, you can probably put it on TV. Start ringing. I hate it.
I got rid of Discord a while ago.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a sponsor, if you're wondering.
Oh, yeah. No, nope.
Definitely not.
We ain't got those.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a sponsor, I sponsor myself through my own company. Fuck out of that.
Like, oh man, what's another thing too? Because yeah, that's another thing you mentioned about a lot of times. You know, when you see New York back then in the 70s and the 60s, you'll always see Manhattan.
They'll show you the good areas. Now, I'm not gonna say they were the good areas. But they were
the most developed.
The areas that did not look like the areas you see in the pictures, I can guarantee you. Mm-hmm. I don't remember much of Manhattan ever looking like the Bronx ever in the 70s. I do remember there being tons of abandoned buildings.
Right.
Like that, yes. But leveled to the floor like the Bronx, no. You was not seeing blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of just level buildings. No, not in there.
That's just crazy right there. It probably took about a good 30 years, I would say.
For the landlords to let the property get to what it is and just not give a fuck.
Yeah. Something must have been.
Something happened.
Yeah. Something had to be going on because for you to sit there and let the whole, like...
I mean, I've heard of this, the conspiracy theories behind that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to speak about it because, like I said, you know, the conspiracy theories, I don't know. I don't know if there's hard fact behind it. And like I said, I don't give a damn enough to go find out.
Right.
So... You know, but it's just the way I look at it, I wouldn't doubt what I hear in this conspiracy theory. I really wouldn't doubt it. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'll tell you when we off the air because I don't want this, you know, getting censored behind conspiracy theories.
They're like, oh, I want to hear. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I mean, it's on the internet.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't know how much fact it is because not everything on the internet is 100% fact. So,
yeah.
I'm really not sure. So, by face value.
Honestly, New York hasn't been in its best since the 70s. But I'll say one thing about New York. Hella expensive as fuck. That's one thing. I mean, compared to, you know, there's New York, there's, was it California? That's also expensive. LA, you know, people call LA the celebrity lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, just a heads up. The next episode we're gonna be shooting,
mm-hmm.
all this extra background noise,
mm-hmm.
you ain't gonna hear because we're gonna shoot it from upstairs.
Nice.
This is the reason why, is because you can hear him.
Yeah,
his nails. But if we in that room, it'll isolate.
Noise cancellation.
Yeah. It's like a noise cancellation. And I'm going to have the wall soundproof.
Okay. Oh, nice. Like the little. I need to get one of those.
Square blocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to get one of those.
I'm going to do the whole room. Or if not the whole room, that wall.
Mm. All right.
You get what I'm saying? That wall that comes to the hallway.
Mm.
And maybe the one by the... that connects with the other room.
Right.
Maybe those two walls, which actually have the most hollowness to it.
Mm.
The one behind me, which would be mine, is covered by the two closet rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then right in that middle is where I want to put the neon lights.
Right.
So.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, I could still put, you know, a couple of few blocks in that area. The whole wall does not have to be completely done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Key sections of the wall.
Sounds good.
Which basically are like the most hollow areas of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the soundproofing will go. All
right.
To avoid all the echoing. Bounce back a voice.
Yeah. It happens. Trust me.
And since the floor is carpeted, it absorbs more.
Okay. Definitely need to invest in that. Get one of those soundproof things because my walls are thin.
Yeah. But see, like I said, you're going to be here more.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be here for a while. So we'll be able to do more podcasts. Just because we're doing more podcasts don't mean I have to publish them
right away. Right.
So, I'd rather have a nice set selection. Because you can always pick and choose
mm-hmm.
which ones are which. which ones we want to drop now, which ones we want to drop later. You know, maybe it's a topic that's hot right now, but don't really want to touch the topic right now.
Right.
Because our opinions set separately.
Exactly.
But later on, when people start listening more opinioning to that topic, we can drop it.
Okay. I've been seeing a lot, like a lot about like Mike Tyson. He's been doing good. Been doing really good for himself.
I've not been following his career, to be honest. I've been watching a few different things, but Mike Tyson and his career right now, I've not been watching. I do like the man a lot. Got pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I haven't been following up. I've been so focused on everything else. You know, that I have not been actually paying attention to the smaller things that's going on.
Exactly. Because is it done? It's probably not done. That Johnny Depp and Amber case is still going on?
I think so. I think so.
It has to.
I stopped watching it after a while.
It's everywhere.
I don't even know why that case is still going on.
That's what I'm saying.
I really don't. There's just so much fuckery being thrown out there. Like, I mean, in my opinion, she done perjured herself a bunch of fucking times. Yeah. I don't understand how she ain't been locked up for perjuring herself a couple of times.
Like, lost.
She done lied a couple of times, like, under oath.
I don't understand how the judge just didn't finish her right. Just like, all right.
Enough's enough.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't know.
All I gotta say is the most.
Sometimes you think you know how the world works, and then you start seeing shit, and it's like, how y'all even letting some of this shit in this trial slide?
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
Money.
Like, the shit they letting slide with this trial is gonna affect so many trials to come.
Yep. But that's another thing too. I feel like,
he was recorded without his knowing, which in that part of California where he lives in is actually illegal without consent. But yet they're still allowing it in court. That is gonna affect a lot of people, bro. Like, wow. Not sure how that feels.
Like, you know, that's going to be a lot of, like, pretty much law history right there when it comes to, like, the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard situation, where now they implement different laws and...
They're going to be using that for years to come.
Yeah.
Bro. Years to come, bro.
It's going to change a lot.
This shit right here setting all new kinds of standards.
For men and women, it's going to get ugly, bro.
Bro, now it's gonna be like it's okay for you to record the bad shit your husband and wife does just so you can use it later. Like, wow, I didn't even know that was part of the game, bro.
Right?
Like, some of the pictures she took is like, you gotta, like, what was your purpose in taking the picture? What was really your purpose in taking that picture? Like, I only see you taking that picture to make that person look like shit later.
Yeah.
Like, straight game. I see no other reason why the fuck you would have that picture for.
But at the end of the day, you know, her situation was, I want money, I'm gonna get it, I know I'm gonna win this case from him, and I got pictures, I got recordings of what he said, but it all backfired. And that's where she messed up at. It's not it.
It's like, you got video showing one... Yeah, no, video. You got pictures showing one thing. Audio showing something else. Like, so far, only maybe about 3 people that I've really actually listened to have said something bad about Johnny. Everybody else has said something good about him. So I'm kind of wondering what the fuck... She done shot herself in the foot by saying she don't hit him, and then says she hit him, so I don't get it.
And in that situation where you see her all the time, she's making this frown face and trying to cry.
Is that what she's trying to do?
I guess. That's what it looked like. Frowns and then looks
all serious. All I say is, if this turns out to be bullshit, it's a sad day for all the women that have actually been through this shit.
Yeah.
She's just making them all look horrible right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. She's not making it look good.
Not at all.
Like, if it really happened a certain way, I'm sorry to say that it may sound thing, but I don't understand how you would forget how it played out.
Yeah. If you knew.
If it happened to you, I don't see why it didn't play out. Like, like certain things she did just made no sense to me. Like, you keep saying that you were scared for your life of this man, then why the fuck would you buy this nigga a Rambo knife for his fucking birthday?
Exactly.
What?
Oh, wow. What was that excuse? Or maybe she does. Multiple personality disorder?
Bro, she got to. I don't see. It, bro, you scared to death. You that scared to death. And you think that giving the person a weapon,
yeah,
is gonna help the situation.
Nah, if you know so well that the person is a beast,
so violent.
Yeah.
So, you know they violent. You give them a gun. You put the bullets in it and cock it for them, cause you know they violent. Cause I'm sorry to say, that's exactly what she did by giving the nigga a knife. If he's so violent.
Exactly. You give him something that person can literally kill you with that you're scared of. That doesn't make sense.
And can do it in your sleep.
Yeah.
That same night you gave her to.
Mm-hmm.
But you're scared to death of this man.
Exactly.
Really?
That doesn't sound
right. I don't see how in any fucking right person's mind that's okay.
Exactly. It would have been different. Like, it would have been different if she said, like, oh, you know.
No, there ain't no difference, bro. None. The first second you said the nigga was fucking violent.
Yeah.
The last thing you give the nigga as a gift is a fucking weapon.
Mm. That's what I mean. You like, can't do that.
Like, bro.
Unless she make an excuse to be like, oh, he forcefully, you know, that's what I mean.
There is nothing she can say.
Yeah.
Like, there was, bro, what? The right person is watching this. With the right mind is looking at that and being, what? How? Yeah. What would make you want to give a violent person a weapon? I'm that scared of you. I'm that fucking scared of you. I'm gonna give you the fucking weapon. Really?
Ridiculous.
Bro, for that I stabbed myself?
Honestly.
Oh, fuck.
I feel like she's the real enemy in this situation. She's scared of herself. That's
I knew the shit was bull. Yo, I called bullshit from the second I heard the part about the dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
I called bullshit from that second on. Like, bro, that don't look like dog shit. I'm sorry. I picked up enough dog shit.
Yeah.
No. Bro, no. And this nigga here don't shit like a fucking person.
Mm-hmm.
No, he shit like a horse. So I'm sorry.
Hmm. That's just ridiculous.
Dog shit does not in any way, shape, or form look like human shit. And especially them little ass motherfuckers they were showing in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
To create that big ass shit, they both had to have shit on there for a couple days.
Yeah.
No. That was... Mm-hmm. No. That was one.
Do you have maids?
I kind of asked that question, too. Yeah. And you know, like, if I was the maid, I would have cleaned that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Yo. Like, yo, hell no. Mm. Johnny, when he come home, he gonna see that. I ain't touching it.
For real.
Bro, I'd burn the fucking mattress, bro.
Bro, I'm throwing my whole bed out.
Bro.
Oh, nah.
Carpets and all. And that whole room getting redone. Just exactly. Shit on the bed. Fuck out of here. Hey, yo. How do you even let the person stay in your house after that?
Exactly.
Yo. Johnny should have been bailed out, bro.
Yeah.
Yo. The second she laid a hand on him the first time, the nigga should have said, yo, you know what, mama, I'm out, bro. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, divorce. Oh, but I love you, man. Fuck you. The second you hit me, you show me you did.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. You don't show me you love me by putting hands on me. Mm-mm. That is... I'm sorry. That is not fucking love. I don't give a fuck what they say. Oh, but that's how I learned what love is. That ain't fucking love. That's abuse.
I didn't punch you. I hit you.
Yeah. Be a man. A punch is a fucking punch. I don't give a fuck who it came from.
Yeah.
Whether it's a 1-year-old, a fucking 10-year-old, mm-hmm. It's a punch. Yep. It doesn't matter.
Bone, knuckle, to the face.
Like, oh, I smacked him. But you just finished saying you didn't hit him.
Exactly.
Since when a smack's not a hit?
Exactly.
So, once she started just opening her mouth, bro, I was like, yo, this bitch is just bugging. Like, how, what, you just redefining shit? Like, hold up, since when, I mean, bro, in the real, again, we gotta go back to the real world, because we can't play in her world. And I live in the real world. And if I smack somebody, I'm going to jail.
Yep. I must be looking at a whole different dictionary because...
Bro, are you fucking kidding me? If I smack a woman, mm-hmm. I'm going to jail. I smack a nigga, I'm going to jail. You smack somebody, that's not considered hitting somebody. Apparently, I'm going to jail because I hit somebody.
Yeah.
Wait, what? But you in your world, that's not hitting somebody.
Yeah.
I do not want to be part of her world.
Honestly. Oh, assault isn't real in my world. It doesn't, it's just love.
That's love. That ain't, you keep your motherfucking love. Fuck out of here. My world, that's abuse. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. Whether the way she was talking to him, that was verbal. How she was treating him was physical. And I probably would have let you verbally slide the first couple times until I realized you, that was you.
Yeah.
But the second you hit me, you done. Over. You done. There's no replacing the hit.
None.
I don't give a fuck. Mm-mm. Mm. Whether I'm a female or a male, the second you touch me, it's over. Go apologize to you purple in the fucking face. I don't give a fuck.
Call her Barney.
I don't give a fuck. The second you hit me, show me you ain't give a shit.
Yep.
And the second you get mad enough, you're going to do it again. Why? Because I let you get away with it the first fucking time.
Exactly.
No. Fuck out of here.
There's women out there like that.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Stay there. Stay by yourself. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing it. I ain't playing that game with you.
I'm sorry. You got to be...
You ain't gotta be nothing.
No. Like, I'm just thinking about, I don't even think there's any woman that support her, bro. I'm gonna be
No, there's a bunch of women that support her. There's a bunch of women that support her. because they believe him. You see, problem with society is that we divided and we will always be divided.
Right.
You're gonna have the people that will believe her because they just believe her. They love her. She can't lie no matter what. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have the people that believe Johnny. Why? Because they love him. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the people that just gonna follow the truth, the evidence. And right now, the evidence ain't looking too damn good.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So that's how it works. That is what it is. At the bottom line, like I said, I want the evidence. Yeah, I've heard everything. And I'm not gonna sit here and say everybody's lying.
Right.
It just kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But I want to hear at the end of the day what his 12 peers or whatever many jurors are there decide.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they the key factor to this.
They are.
You know.
There's a lot.
And then I just want to know what happens after the trial. Because if they let her walk and it's considered to be what everything she said was lying and this, that, and the third, and they keep saying she lied, she lied, she lied. And you lied under oath. That's perjury.
Mm-hmm.
That's an offense. If she walks out that courtroom after this trial's over and it's deemed that she has lied, that's a problem in itself. So, like I said, I want to see how this plays out.
Yeah, dude. She's dumb, bro.
I don't want to hear, you know, everybody's, you know, oh, Johnny won this one because of this. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to see how the finale plays out. Because if they deem that Johnny wasn't at fault and blah, 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 and he gets and wins, that means her testimony, or a good portion of her testimony, they didn't believe.
That woman's, I don't know. Her acting career might be over, bro.
They gonna lock her up since she like women anyway. She gonna be in the right place.
Oh man, in prison?
That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa, they don't make jokes. You like taking shits, huh? You mean that? You know that?
Oh man, let's not even go there.
Oh man. That one,
Don't even go there.
All right, I'm not gonna go there.
Don't even go there. Don't even do it.
Yo.
I don't wanna be part of this bullshit about what they saying now. They monitoring people, criticizing her, and the hashtag monitoring and all that garbage.
Yeah.
I don't want to add no more fuel to that fire. You're making it look like, you know, everybody's hating on her because, you know, they love Johnny so much. Mm-hmm. Missing the key factor that you fucking lied.
It's evidence to show.
There's a lot of women that went through the same shit and are feeling very, very upset that you just played this card if it ain't true.
Mm-hmm.
Made a whole bunch of people look very bad. Excuse
me. Whoa. That went through me like butter. Yeah, pasta and jerk chicken.
But it is what it is. Crazy. No.
Single. What hashtag would it be? SS? Stay single? SS?
Yep. Hashtag SS.
Hashtag SS. Stay single.
Hashtag SS. Stay single. You start that hashtag SS, I guarantee you it'll play out.
For a while.
A good 65% of the people that will hashtag SS have no idea why they hashtagging and what SS means.
But they're just doing it. Yeah.
They just want to be part of
the movement. Yeah, the movement.
The hashtag movement.
Yep. There's a lot. there was like another one where it had like a P, and it was called Push and P. And I was like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Had a t-shirt with the logo hashtag SS.
SS. That sounds good. People like someone.
That's a nice little concept.
Yeah.
If we don't do it first, though, we put it out there. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, they gonna find it. They're like, oh, they're doing it. I'm gonna do it too. But hashtag SSS. Oops, SS. Not SSS. I don't know what SSS means. Stay single. Stay single. What does SSS mean, though? No, it's SOS. I was thinking of something different. Stay single. Someday, someone.
No.
Something with another S or something. Stay single. That's cool, though. You know, there's a bunch of stuff going on in the world. Another thing is, I've noticed a lot, is the weather has been changing like crazy. Like, ever since that volcano happened, the weather has been off and on. It's been good weather, it's been hot, it's been cold, it's been windy, it's been moist.
If you think that's what it's been like over there, you should be up here. This should have been crazy as shit.
Yeah.
Well, you got to see it today.
Yeah.
You actually got rain. To see that rain today.
That woke me up out of my sleep. I was like, what the hell? I was... That was heavy rain.
Yeah, that shit fuck shit up out there.
I was like, wow.
Well, we was under a tornado warning, so...
Oh, okay.
That's why. Be honest with you, if a tornado came through here, there wasn't shit you could do anyway.
Yeah.
Being honest.
Yeah.
Damn thing. The only place we can go hide is in the basement where the jacuzzi is.
Even then, the whole shit would just...
No. That's a cement bunker.
Oh, okay.
The walls are solid and the overhead is the floor of the porch.
Right.
Which is cement.
Okay.
That section of the house is cement enclosed.
Right.
That's the only section of the house.
Damn.
Everything else, cement-wise, is downstairs. There's nothing else up here.
Right.
So you would have to go in there and then go into the area with the jacuzzi and go into the jacuzzi. And you'd be safe. Not from a nuclear blast. Just from a tornado. Just from a tornado. You think I ain't figured it all out already, bro? I did all the math in here. Trust me.
Okay.
Did all the math. That's the only safe hold in any part of this house. Solid structure all the way around.
Does every house have that or just this one?
You know what? I have no idea.
No, okay.
And when they did that, they didn't realize what they did, trust me.
Right.
They did, had no idea they did that.
They just did it.
They just did it. And the safe part about it is that it has a window, so it can, air can get out.
Yeah. That's good.
You know what I'm saying? So as long as we stay down, when the rest of the house is gone, and the wind is circling over the house in that area. As long as you stay within that section, you'd be all right. Otherwise, you'd probably be sucked out the window.
Yeah. Like a vacuum.
You would not want that.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd make it to the other side of the window alive.
Nope. Wow. Honestly, I can't even imagine like what people go through with tornadoes. Doesn't it most mainly happen in the South, right?
No, let me tell you something. That shit happens wherever the fuck I want to.
But it usually happens.
It usually happens in certain areas because of the way the humidity and you know all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that works. I'm not gonna go on into the scientists.
So mainly, it's just like the places that got like a lot of buildings would have less chance of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would. Well, but it doesn't mean it
does. It's not zero.
It's for sure. Not 100% zero. It's not because New York got hit with a tornado once too. So. Mm. It's you can't look at it as that. So.
Yeah.
It, like I said, it hits where the fuck wants to. Mm-hmm. Like they say, New York really couldn't get hit by a earthquake.
It didn't.
No.
Well,
it felt the tremors from Virginia.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean that it ain't possible.
Mm-hmm. It is possible.
Anything's possible. Hey. What do you think? I wasn't paying attention to you. There's a reason why it's like that. But, you know, that's the way things are.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't think I ever want to. Like, I've seen it in movies, you know, tornadoes where you'll see it as like a little spiral and stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. But then it's like, nah. You just see people just being thrown around like rag dogs. Trees, those trees are strong. The roots for it to
rip them out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yo.
When you meet my boy, one day, he'll pop up again. Mm-hmm. When you meet him, he'll tell you the story.
He's a tornado survivor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And his dumb ass didn't even realize he was in it until he was on the phone with me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, talking, and you know the phone's going like in and out, but you know I can still hear him, and I hear him say, "Yo, I ain't near." He says, "I'm nowhere near a train, but yet I hear this train coming." I said, "Nigga, you hear what?" Mm-hmm. He says, "I hear a train coming." I said, "Nigga, you better run to your basement." He said, "What?" I said, "That's a tornado, nigga. That ain't no train." Mm-hmm. That nigga started running. He didn't even think like he started running to his basement, bro. And within seconds, he said his house started shaking to shit.
Wow. Yeah.
There's one thing I've never been in a tornado, but I've heard stories from people that have actually survived tornadoes, and they all kept saying the same shit. It sound like a freight train coming.
Wow.
Huh. Like it just the noise that's probably not what the actual sound is, but that's the best sound they could compare it to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a train coming. Mm-hmm. Like that's because that's to, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, I personally never been in it, so I don't know what the sound actually sounds like. Mm-hmm. But like I said, what I've heard people talk about it. That's what they resemble it to. A freight train.
Wow.
And then if they say what it says and it sounds like a freight train, the shit hit like a freight train too.
Yo.
Wow. I ain't talked to him that night. After that. Mm. I spoke to him like 2 days later. And he filled me in with the whole story and I was like, he was thanking me like, you know what I'm saying, like he didn't know.
Yeah.
You know about that. And I said, yeah. Certain things you should learn about. Mm-hmm. Certain things you really should learn about. Especially when you're in like isolated areas. Never think that it can't happen. Always live in your head with the possibility that it could happen. So that way you prepare yourself mentally so when it does happen, you don't panic.
You know exactly.
You just react.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the people that panic are the ones that die.
Yeah.
Because it takes, like I always tell you, even like playing a game. You know what I'm saying? When you're playing a shooting game, mm-hmm. those couple of seconds make a difference between you killing them or you them killing you. The same thing in life. A couple of seconds make a difference from you staying alive.
Exactly.
Exactly. and just take a couple seconds. A couple seconds, you freeze like a deer stuck in them headlights, you're done. Mm-hmm. Just like a deer stuck in the headlights. You're hit with the car. Mm-hmm. Wow, bro. You know, prepare yourself, you know. Learn little things. You know, don't think that it can't happen. Always think that it can happen. Right. Prepare yourself as it can happen. So when it does happen, hopefully and pray that it never does, but when it does happen, you're fucking prepared.
Yep.
Whether it's a tornado, a fucking blackout, whatever it is, a flood, prepare yourself just in case it fucking happens.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt to be prepared. Never hurt no one to be prepared.
Yeah. It shows. It doesn't hurt you because you survived. When you don't prepare, that's what hurts you.
You lose a lot more than you should have.
Mm-hmm. A lot more.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end this podcast. And we thank you for stopping and taking a listen, spending some time with us. We do appreciate that and thank you. And if no one ever told you today, we do love you. We care. Stay safe. Stay warm and comfortable.
Wow. No. Just keep loving. Just keep loving, y'all. Keep living to your fullest. Don't ever stop. Keep grinding.
For real. Keep that hustle going. With that being said, we out. Stay safe. Stay warm.
Peace.